Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Good morning. Welcome to USA Prepares. This is Kathy. I'm filling in for Vince today. Thank you, Jason, for engineering the program. We really appreciate it. Sharon will be joining me today. And we want to talk about a few things, how to prepare for your pantry, your home, your garden, how to stock your home and what we do, where we shop, and some of the price increases that we've seen and maybe some of the places that you can go. So I want to just say welcome, Sharon.
Good morning. And I text you, and I just had a few things to kind of share where we're at, kind of a little mini monologue. This is a type of mindset that Kathy and I do. It's a way of living. It's more of a I can versus a I can't. And it's been my observation a lot of times, I can't is I really don't want to, is the real truth of it. We tend to live very intentionally. We're aware of our surroundings and try to make wise choices. If anybody's listening at all, you keep hearing the word the Great Reset, the Great Reset. Well, it's now in process, and we probably aren't even going to like this Great Reset. Okay, that's my thinking. But I do believe there's a lot of things we can do to prepare for it and how we can adjust, learn how we can adjust and work in it better, because we totally see the prices going up. Kathy and I are super aware of that. We shop that way. I look at Texas as being a really great example. The people were told over and over, at least a week or more ahead, that this huge storm is coming through, and the vast majority did nothing to prepare for it, and they really suffered unnecessarily. And so with our way of thinking, you can greatly improve your life as this change comes that most of us don't like and probably can't stop. But like I said, it's a lifestyle, it's a mindset, and it's applicable to males and females. I mean, we're females, so we tend to talk about more of our domain, which is, you know, around the house. But it's basically living a prepared lifestyle. And so, like Kathy said, we're going to share with how we do it and where we get our good deals. And it's up to you, but wisdom would dictate that you listen and apply a lot of this stuff because it will make your life a lot easier. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, I agree, Sharon. I think that if you can buy things on sale, even if we're not in what we know right now is a huge increase in prices, if you can do this over time, you save a lot of money. I could probably, minus the fresh produce, that especially through the winter, I could probably easily live 2 to 3 months with what I have right now in my freezer, in my basement, and my cupboards. But that's taken me a long time to accumulate. It's taken me years to learn this. I think I did more out of necessity. I heard stories of my grandparents and parents both living through the Great Depression. One story that I do have is my husband and I were first married, and one of his uncles died, and we went in the basement to clean it out, and they saved everything. And one of the things they had a ton of, and I'm wondering if they had the same problem back then, was they had shelves and shelves of paper products, Kleenex, toilet paper, paper towels. They had canned goods that were no good. I mean, he forgot that they were down there, so those all had to be pitched. But he had paper and pens and pencils, and they had calendars from the 1930s, and I don't know why they saved them for that long, but my guess is they were, when they went through the Great Depression, they were probably pretty poor, and they figured they could make use of just about anything. So I wanted to kind of bring that up, that, yeah, it is a mindset, and it's if you can just be aware and take a little time to learn your prices rather than going to the store and saying, well, I'm going to just buy this, 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 and this, and fill your cart full, you could probably save about half of what you normally spend if you're just a little careful and you're aware of your prices. So, Sharon, I wanted to ask you some questions. First of all, how did you learn to shop frugally?
You know, we were talking about that. When I first got married, I just basically went to one store and bought what I needed. And, you know, if it was on sale, I was happy. That was good. But I really didn't even pay that much attention to it. And I wasn't rich. I just didn't pay attention to it. And then after we got married, my husband wanted some kind of sporting goods thing. I can't remember what it was. But he told me he wanted me to call like four different stores. And I thought that was crazy. But I went ahead and called the four different stores. And when we got done, we found one store was like about $40 cheaper, which is by this type of money now, because we've been married a long time, over 100 now. And we saved that much money. And I was actually really shocked that prices would be so different from one store to the other. I just had never known that. And so then we started, you know, we were both working retail, and so we worked odd hours. So we would just buy stuff at one store, but we did buy extra when it was on sale. You know, like if we like chili, we might buy, you know, six or seven cans instead of one or two. And then my husband went through schooling to become an electrician, and they pay for schooling, but they don't pay for you to live. And it was extremely tight, and we were just squeezing, you know, you're just trying to figure out, well, what do you want, you know, what do you have to have, and get just bare bones. So after that, we both realized we did not like that. That was very unpleasant. So we started stocking up on our basics, and then I started taking advantage of the sales, and it just kind of progressed to where now I rarely buy anything that is not on sale, except for, like you said, your fresh produce and stuff, and even then, I get some fresh produce in the markdown, and like you might get a package of five peppers for a dollar, and maybe one's pretty rough, but the other four aren't too bad, and you can use them. And lettuce, you kind of have to get fresh. But as a whole, we buy pretty much everything on sale, markdown, or in case lots, that type of thing. And we live very well on a very low income. We really do. And, yeah, we have plenty of food. We could last quite a long time. For one thing, we live on a yearly cycle because I can in the summer and put up food for the whole year. And then we get our meat in the fall with venison, and we raise chickens and stuff. And so we kind of work on a year cycle anyway. And then you and I were talking about, I mean, prices are going up. For example, now I realize I've been married a long time, and so I laugh when people, well, in the Depression, these things cost whatever. But when my kids were young, you could get macaroni and cheese for five for a buck. And then it went $4 for $1, and then it was $3 for $1. And for a while, it's $2 for $1. And I looked on the shelf yesterday when I was in the store. It's $1 a box, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's on sale, supposedly. It was a name brand, okay? So that shows you how prices are going up. And you and I have both discussed how the shelves are bare in a lot of places, or they've done what they call, when I worked retail, they call it facing. You put, like, two items all across the row, the shelf, making it look like there's more in there. And if you follow a lot of the various current people, I don't like to live in fear, but I do like to be wise. They say prices are going up and they can easily double by the end of the year, if not triple. So some people, they'll still just be fine. They'll get along. But I think the vast majority of people are going to find that painful to their budget. And so the way we live, you can live a lot better, a lot more comfortable, and you can make your money go much further. So I will let you get some ideas. We'll just bounce it back and forth and talk about, kind of share our mindset, how we go about doing this. And I particularly believe it's going to be extremely wise to do this as the future comes. And like I was saying at the beginning, most people can do something. It's more of a matter, I don't want to bother, or it doesn't seem like it's worth it. But I have a feeling a lot of those people down in Texas wish they would have paid a little more attention when they were told for over a week, and at least had a way to heat and some basic food and some blankets and stuff like that. So I feel like we're putting out what we think is a wise thing to do, and, of course, it's up to each person to decide. But this is not hard to do once you get going. Actually, it's really fun because it's really cool. I'm even going to digress for just half a second. Yesterday we were at our favorite grocery store, which is a Kroger brand, and they have markdowns. They hauled out two carts full of laundry soaps. including Tide soap. So they have this big container of Tide soap with the pods. It did 32 loads, and it was marked down to $5.99, but I had a $3 off coupon. Now, I don't care about Tide soap, but my daughter loves it. So I looked in the paper last night. This container is $10.49 on sale at another local store, and I got it for $2. So, you know, if you're smart about it, you can save a ton of money.
Yeah, and that's something we talked about. A lot of stores have a markdown section, and what I do is I've kind of learned where they have them and sort of when they put things out. And let's say I have to run and do some errands. Certain stores, I have literally gotten things that were $10 for like a quarter or 50 cents. They sometimes when they do like a reset, they just want to clear out the inventory. I got saltines the other day for 25 cents for a box. So even if they start to go bad, okay, I can feed them to the catfish and the bass out in the pond. So, or the birds. So if you just kind of look around and you see, but a lot of places have a produce markdown section. There again, it depends on what you're going to use it for. Like I've gotten like mangoes. They're just starting to get soft, but they're fine if you eat them like within a couple days. So you can get three mangoes for a dollar, which is a third of the cost of what a mango is now. And talking about produce, I saw a watermelon yesterday. Now, I know they're not in season, but I've never seen one quite this high. It was $8.99 for a small watermelon. And the oranges were high. Grapefruit were $1.50 each. Now, I know that had something to do with the freeze and the floods and the problems in Texas. But so I won't buy that right now. I will look for other things. Or I will go and pull out, I have some dehydrated apples, or I have applesauce in the freezer, and I have sun-dried tomatoes that I've dehydrated. So if I can't really afford all the produce I want right now, then I know where I can get it and I watch for sales. So when I go to the store, I'll look and say, okay, produce is really high right now. But last week I was at Kroger and they had a manager special. They had a 5 pounds of clementine marked down for $1.88, which is pretty cheap. I think they're normally about $6 right now for that price, maybe more. So I bought 2 bags. So we've been eating a lot of clementines. But, you know, it's so I'm getting double or triple if you just look for it. And it takes time. It's not something that you can just go to one store typically and get everything. So I have, like, a list, and I have a price book, and I've mentioned this a couple times, but I write down prices. And sometimes I wouldn't mind going back because I actually – I tucked it away. It had like a little pocket. I had a price list from Aldi's clear back. It's the paper's yellow. One was from 97, and then I had another one from 2009, and I didn't even know they were in there. So sometime I'm going to go by, and I'm going to look and show you the difference in the prices. And if we have time later, I'll make a few examples. But I just remember being like, oyster crackers were like 35 cents. And so now they're probably $1.50, if that, maybe more than that. So that just shows you how much they've increased just since then. So anyway, when we get back from the break, we will continue and give you some examples about where we shop and where we find our deals.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Welcome back. I went through the ad real quick in 97, and here's some examples that I found. A loaf of white bread was 33 cents. Bagels were 79 cents. The tea bags, 100 count, was 99 cents. Sugar was 79 cents. Raisins for like a 15 ounce was $1.19. So you can already see that things have doubled, tripled, and even quadrupled. I mean, I know that was a long time ago. Some of the things didn't go up as much as I thought, but like vegetable shortening, if you buy it now, I want to say it's $4 or $5 for shortening, and that was $1.59. So it was just kind of interesting to go back and look. But I wanted to ask you, Sharon, what have you noticed price increases? Like, where have you noticed the biggest jump?
Well, you know, I shop sales all the time. And so I was trying to think what the item was, but it usually goes for a dollar, basically 99 cents, you know. And it's $1.50 now on sale. But we have a case lot sale going on. And a few things have kept the prices, but look at tuna. You used to be able to get tuna for $4. And it's 69 mm-hmm. cents on sale. And I was looking on the shelf, it's over a dollar a can right now. And people might say, oh, it's only 20 cents, it's only 40 cents, it's whatever. But when you add it up at the end of the month, you're talking, you know, $40, $50 sometimes. And the problem I see, we just live this lifestyle. It's kind of fun to get a really good deal like that soap. In fact, they had some other soap, Gain soap, for $1.29 for a great big old jug. But I feel like the prices are going up really fast. You and I have discussed it, and that it's going to go up a lot more. And that really could affect people's lives a lot, because a lot of people, they say they don't have very much. They live hand to mouth. And it's going to be hard if your prices of food go way up. What are you going to cut back? You know, so also just the idea of, you know, they had the COVID. And it was amazing how everybody wasn't supposed to go anywhere for a few weeks and everything was restrictive and you couldn't get stuff. Well, that kind of should have been an eye-opener to us that it could, something like that could happen again. And so I feel like we just rolled through it beyond the fact that I couldn't go do some of the activities I like to do. We had everything on hand here. We didn't have to go to the store, you know. And so it's actually a kind of a security. But, yeah, prices, I just am aghast. I went down the aisle, and I was just going, wow, that's twice what it was last year, because I was not in the store very long yesterday, but I went to get a few things. And so I feel like this is just one thing, though. I was going to mention, this isn't just food, although food's really important, I mean, because you can't live without it. But my husband needed to get a part for the car, and so we have old cars, so he went to the wrecking yard, because a lot of times you can find these little things at the wrecking yard. And when he was there, he noticed these four tires that are pretty much brand new on rims, and he talked to the guy, and he got four brand new, almost brand new tires, snow tires, on rims, $400 for our Toyota. And, you know, usually you'll pay $100 a tire, period, not on rims, just buying them. So he saved a ton of money. So a lot of it's looking around. Vincent and him had discussed different things you find at garage sales. You were talking about your list, and we were talking on the phone before about take an inventory of what you have on hand. And then I also say write down all the foods that you normally eat and think what goes into them. And those are the items that you want to especially look for. And then you start running this list of buying basics. So if you use a lot of canned tomatoes and you put the tomatoes on sale, really good deal, buy a case or as many as you can. Or if you use whatever, even, I don't know, vegetables, if you like canned vegetables, frozen vegetables have really gone up. They shrunk it from a pound size down to 12 ounce, and then they bumped the price up. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they,
but, you know, they did that on so many things.
Yeah, they really have. But if you're going to store, if you don't have a freezer, which is a wonderful investment if you could buy a big freezer, then you probably want to aim for some of the canned goods, and they do have them on sale. But right now, there's on sale are 50 cents a piece. And you used to be able to get them for a buck, and then $3-4 less than 2 years ago, you could get them $3-4 on sale. And they're now at best $2 for $1. But, you know, you could stock up on that. If you use like canned corn, grab some extra canned corn. It's kind of taking advantage of what you would normally buy now. I will get back with this. I hear music.
Well, yeah, one of the things, Sharon, that we can talk about is I've heard paper products are going up in June. And so we can kind of talk about some of those items we had mentioned earlier.
Yeah, sure.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. Two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin said on Wednesday he is opposed to using a procedural process known as reconciliation to pass legislation without Republican support, dealing a setback to President Biden's chances of passing a $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill. The CDC is reporting the U.S. government will allot 85% less Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines to states next week. A report last week said that workers at a facility in Baltimore mixed up ingredients of two vaccines, ruining 15 million Johnson & Johnson doses. An abandoned four-month-old baby is in good condition after he was found hypothermic in a wooded area on the banks of a Michigan creek near Detroit, Michigan. Local residents said the woman appeared distraught and said she believed someone was chasing her with guns. A 10-foot-long alligator was hauled away by trappers after he was found under a parked car at a Tampa, Florida apartment complex last week. Trappers safely hauled the animal to a nearby alligator farm. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
NASCAR is back in action Saturday night under the lights. Driver Chris Buescher told Motor Racing Network how Roush Fenway Racing Team feels about the short tracks this year.
What I will say is some of the road racing parts and pieces seem to carry over to short tracks, and we felt like the Daytona road course went really well for us this year. Both the races we got to run, we had speed. We didn't quite get the finishes that we should have, but we definitely had speed. And so that makes us hopeful that when we go to short tracks, we're going to have the grip in the cars. We're going to have the forward drive that's going to make us pretty competitive. And Martinsville is a place that I've steadily gotten better at, and I think that we had pretty good runs last season as well. So we are looking at that as our telltale for the short tracks. Can't really get a read off of just one race, but it'll definitely help point us in the right direction and head towards what we feel like is going to be our biggest focus.
Alzheimer's disease strikes a beloved TV personality. Dan Naraki has more.
The family of animal expert Jack Hanna says the former director of the Columbus Zoo has been diagnosed with dementia. In a letter on Twitter, the Hanna family announced that Jack Hanna would be stepping away from public life as his health begins to deteriorate. Doctors believe the 74-year-old is suffering from Alzheimer's disease. Hanna is best known for his many appearances on television talk shows, where he brought hosts like Johnny Carson and Dave Letterman up close and personal with wild animals. He also hosted several nature shows for children. Hanna was the director of the Columbus Zoo from 1978 to his retirement last year and remains director emeritus.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back. This is Kathy. I'm with Sharon, and we were talking about price increases. And some of the things I observed were even your plastic products and your paper. Paper towels are getting more expensive. I did a little research, but it's hard because if you're not in the store, a lot of times they don't give you a count online. But like I'm looking at most of them are about a dollar a roll, maybe more. It just depends on how big and what size they, like if they're the tearaway sheets, those are a little different price. One of the things I would say to stock up on would be your Ziploc bags. Sharon and I both like the freezer bags because they're thicker and they last longer. And I don't know if they're still running them on sale, but a lot of times you can get them at the stores on sale. But even Costco and Sam's will have a huge box of them. And it might cost you $8 or $9. And a lot of times they run them on sale. But if you look at the price per bag, it's much cheaper than going to your local grocery store. I noticed last week they had just, it was off brand. It wasn't even the name brand like the Ziploc brand. And it was a storage bag, not the freezer bag. And for 19 of them, it was $2.80. I thought, wow, that's really expensive. I mean, that's like almost 30 cents a piece. So I don't know why the prices are going up. I'm guessing it's supply and demand, but I would say from what I've been reading, I know price increases for plastic items and your paper products. So, Sharon, have you seen the same thing?
You know, I really have, and I have heard, I listen to a lot of different video blogs, whatever you call them, while I'm working around in my kitchen or around the house doing stuff, folding laundry or whatever. And they're talking that plastic goods are going to get hard to get, okay? And part of it is due to the ships that are all from where you dock out in the ocean. They're sitting out there because they can't unload them because of the whole COVID and not enough workers, and then they backlogged. And these ships are filled with like a thousand and thousands of containers. I mean, they're more than the one that got, they carry more than the container, the big ship that got stuck in the Suez Canal. They carry more on those ships, each one. So you can kind of get a picture of how much. So they say it's shorting, and then it's just simply inflation, and then they're shutting down the oil fields, like you said, a lot of stuff. But my point is, do you want to live without, you know, some baggies or plastic wrap or dish soap? I know we have dishwashers. Most people do. I finally joined that. I got a dishwasher that works. But I like Dawn dish soap. I feel it's superior to the rest. And I'm not a real big name brand person as a whole. Like, I got that really great deal on Tide for my daughter because she cares about Tide. I don't really care if it's Tide or not. I just want a good soap. But Dawn dish soap does work a lot better. You use a whole lot less than the cheaper brands. But same with baggies. I like the Ziploc freezer baggies because they hold up, and I'm one of those crazy frugal people that rinse them out if they're not real dirty and just hang them and dry them and use them again. But you might want to consider having this stuff on hand before it goes sky high or difficult to get. When I go down the plastics aisle, like I was over at Walmart, it might have been a month ago, they had no storage containers anymore. They were out. And I've been checking it whenever I go there, which I don't like to go to Walmart very much, but say I'll go once a month maybe. And they haven't had any canning supplies, nothing to speak of. They have some funnels and stuff like that, but nothing you can actually can with. And from what I'm hearing from other sites that I listen to, this isn't going to get better. It's going to get worse. And I don't believe living in fear, but I believe being wise and observing what's happening around you. There's this little pamphlet book. It's a small book called Who Moved the Cheese? And it talks about seeing what's happening around you and making the necessary adjustments before it hits you, you know, straight ahead. And so I see that with what's coming. I see that prices are going up. There might be some shortages. They could even have you go into another lockdown, which I would have never thought was possible to do for a so-called pandemic. And yet they pulled it off, and people are still living in fear from that. So it's just as common sense to get this stuff. Like you and I were talking, I mean, plastic bags don't go bad for years, and paper doesn't go bad, and soap doesn't go bad. And in that markdown yesterday, I got bags of cotton balls for 29 cents each. The triple cotton balls for 29 cents. So I grabbed them, and I even got some kind of cheaper toilet paper, a little four packs, kind of what you would get at the Dollar Tree. And they were 29 cents. So I snagged a bunch. I'll throw them out in my shed. And if anybody's low on toilet paper again, I'll happily give one of those away for nothing. You know what I mean? So it's not my brand that I prefer to use, but it's just, you know, toilet paper is better than no toilet paper, okay? So, you know, I just think that the wise person will see what's happening. If you listen to the politicians and the powers that be, they tell you we're having a great reset and that we're going to have to adjust our standard of living and that, you know, in some countries, they pay 40% or more of their income goes to just food and living stuff. So,
it just makes sense to have stuff ahead. And if it doesn't get that dire, which I hope it doesn't, you're not going to lose. You need toilet paper, you need laundry soap, you need shampoo, you need food. You know what I mean? It's just, you have nothing to lose and you definitely have a lot to save. And you and I just talking about these prices show how prices have gone up so much. And this isn't even before the quote, great reset, you know? So, it's just cool. It's a great way to live. And at first it is effort. You know, at first you have to think, oh, how much was that? And like you said, if you'll keep a little notebook, or a lot of people put it on their phones now, the little prices, and you know, oh, this is a good deal. And I would say that the vast majority of people could find some extra cash to stock up and buy things on sale. And at first, it's a little bit of an effort, but after a while, it's really not that much effort. I mean, I swing through the store. I know where to look for the best deals. I glance. I check the ads. I actually get the paper ads because I like paper. I get the newspaper. But pretty much every store has online ads, and you can skim them over and see what's a good deal. And a lot of these stores, I sign up on two of the store sites, and they tell you their specials of the week, you know, the 5-4 whatever, or the special bonus deals. And if you're not opposed to getting a shopper card, you can get some really good deals. And honestly, you can get a shopper card. They never verify what you put on there. So you could say your name is Susie Q or Bobby Bo or anything and put some kind of address down, and you'll still get the benefits on your shopper card, just to let you know. So if you don't want to, quote, be tracked, which, you know, they are, they're following who's buying what, mostly so they know what to do for inventory. But, you know, it is another invasive thing in your life. You can just put in a phony name and use it, or use your first name, because usually if they say somebody, oh, hi, Sharon, hi, you could give some phony last name if you want, you know. they don't verify any information you put on those cards, just as a record. So I get some amazing deals. I just bought barbecue sauce for 49 cents a container for using my bonus card, you know. So that's a way to save some money too. But it's a mentality of how to save money and looking for deals. Like I said, we talk mostly in the home, which is essential. You got to have food, and you want to have soap and stuff to clean. But it carries over to other areas for guys too. You know, and guys have to eat too. So this is a, like I said at the beginning, it's a mindset. And if you work with it, you'll just save hundreds and thousands of dollars. I mean, I know I've saved thousands of dollars in food money. And we eat really well because of the way I shop, you know. Your turn.
Yeah. Well, and you know, you made a comment about your husband going to like the junkyard. My husband used to do that quite a bit. He would take his screwdriver and hair pliers and a wrench or whatever, and go and look for things. And it's no different than if you want to go like to estate sales or garage sales. You can find some wonderful deals there. Moving sales, people want to, if they're moving, they can't take it. But I will tell you what I am really seeing is we watch this online auction that they have around us. And sometimes I get on and I look at the prices and what used to go for very reasonable things are like triple. Furniture is going crazy right now online. Mm-hmm. And even like a lot of things you wouldn't even think that, like just household things, people must not be able to get them. Because what you used to get last year, let's say you could get it for $5, it's going for $15, $20, and even more. But so I think you have to think outside the box. Like if you know of a store that sells certain things, like I don't go to Walmart that often anyway, but I do get certain things there in their mostly in their health and beauty aid section, like some of their salves and their eye drops and things like that are half the price if you were to go to a grocery store or your little like CVS or something. So there's a few things I will go, but what I'm finding is I can't, they're out of stock. There's a label for it, but it's been like 2 months and I can't get it. And now another store I used to get it real cheap, they took the label off. So I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get that product at that good price anymore. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to buy like things that, I mean, I buy perishable things too, but if I find things that are non-perishable, then I'm trying to buy enough that not only one extra, but if I have extra money and it's a great deal, I'm trying to look ahead like 6 months out. Can these last me at least 6 months? Whether it's like paper towels or whether it's the Ziploc bag or your soaps, like your dish soap, like Dawn. I feel the same way. I like that too, but I poke around or I kind of watch for things, but I have found through the years many times I have great deals like at estate sales, just things that people don't want, like maybe whole pads of paper, like the legal pads or whatever for, like you might get like 20 of them for a dollar or something. I mean, you can't buy that in a store even close anymore. So I think if you just, like, this is my job. My job is to feed my family and to buy things for the inside of the home. And so I kind of make that effort. I just don't go to one store and say, okay, I'm going to buy everything here because I know that I'll pay double or triple the price. So I spend extra time, probably an extra morning or an extra afternoon going around to different places and looking at the flyers and saying, oh, wow, they never run this on sale this cheap. So, or like butter, they had butter on sale at Easter. So they had Land O'Lakes butter for $2.39 at one of the stores, which is a good price because it's normally close to $5. So yeah. I bought like 6 or 7 of them, and I'm just put them in the refrigerator. You know, we'll use them. So if you get the system down, and you start knowing what you have and what you need, and like we talked about doing an inventory, so. Even if you do an inventory of your food, but don't forget about your other things, too, like you were talking about cotton balls or over-the-counter products like shampoos. If you find shampoo on sale, like for half the price or buy one, get one free, maybe get like 4 of them instead of just the 1 or 2 because it's probably going to go up, especially if we get through this reset. So we're going into a break, and when we get back, I would like to talk more about some of the other things we do, like what do we stock and where do we buy it. So we'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Here's some things that I wanted to mention that I've noticed. This is more your everyday things and some things that the men would use. Lumber, a 2x4 is now $8. A sheet of OSB is $44 in our area. I know plywood has doubled and tripled. My husband went to buy wiring, and it was the 14-2 Romex with the ground, and it was $18 a few months ago. Now it's $57. And we were going to buy some halogen lights for outside fixture. Last year, they were $19 for the package. This year, they're $38. The other thing I priced, I wanted a small, like a metal table for the front porch just to set drinks on, not like a patio table, but like a little side table. And it was $50. I could not believe it. And the other thing I've noticed quite a bit, that furniture is really high. It's just, I'm sure that with wood going up, anything wood furniture is just going to skyrocket, whether it's your kitchen tables and chairs or, dressers or things like that. So I wanted to mention that because those were a few things that it's pretty evident. One thing that I do, and it really doesn't have to do so much with preparing, but it has kind of helped me keep organized, is every evening after dinner, I set the timer for 10 minutes, and I take like a laundry basket or a box, and I just walk around the house, and anything that is not put away, I pick it up, I put it away, I put it in the cover, I run it downstairs, just because it just keeps my house cleaner, and it keep the clutter. Otherwise, I get piles on the washer and on the counter. So that's one of the things for women, if you want to try to keep your house clean, is you can do a lot in 10 minutes if you put your mind to it. So anyway, Sharon, back to you. Tell me, like, what kind of stores do you shop and, like, where do you get your best deals?
Sure. I'm going to say something really quick. Just to let you know, Dawn dish soap is made in China by Procter & Gamble, and they have no companies, they have no manufacturing plants over here for that. So you know, when it's out, it'll be out. You won't be able to get it. So it's just a thought. I like to shop our Kroger store because they have good markdowns. In fact, yesterday I didn't need anything. I just, if I'm in town, because we live a little over 20 miles out of town, when I'm in town, I just make a point of going there. So it takes 10 or 15 minutes, depending if I buy something. You know, 10, you can walk in and out in like 7 minutes probably. But I check the produce, then I check the back where they have the markdowns. And so I shop Kroger a lot. We have another local store. The ads normally come out on Wednesdays. And I check the ads, and they have coupon sales, so I will pop over there, and they're near our Kroger store. So I will get sales there when they have really good deals, like they put the olives on really cheap sometimes, and we go through quite a few olives. And so I shop that. We also have an Albertsons store. Most of the time, their prices are much higher than the Kroger, the regular ones, but they do offer some good sales sometimes, so I go in there. I do go to Walmart. Sometimes they have some things that are just so much less expensive that I need to, and I buy my granddaughter's some birthday toys and stuff like that there. We had two other stores that went under with this last year, the bankruptcy thing. So we're getting limited into where you can buy toys without going to the really high-end places. So I do shop Walmart once in a while for certain things. Their canning goods were a lot cheaper when they had them. So when I have to, I go in there and get stuff. You know, I kind of weigh out the pros and cons. I just don't like going to Walmart. The Super Walmart, it's big, and I just don't really like it. But I will go there to save money. I also have a Costco membership, and it does save me money. You know, like you're talking about the paper towels, the baggies, and various things. I bought some clothing items there, way less expensive, that are good quality brands. So I have bought some things there. Every year we reevaluate, and it does seem like I save enough money to warrant the membership on Costco. But you just need to know your prices on that one, because sometimes they're really good, and, you know, sometimes you can actually buy them better on sale. But if you want to stock up, like, big bags of rice or whatever, you can do that. We did have a warehouse store in town that you could get bulk stuff, big stuff. It was kind of a restaurant supply place, and we picked up a few things there, you know. So it's kind of knowing your places, but probably, honestly, my favorite store is just the Kroger because they have the markdowns. And like I said, if I'm in town, if I have time, I'll take that 10 or 15 minutes and check it just in case. And I have ended up with some phenomenal deals, and other times there's nothing. And I always tell my husband I got to go fishing at the store, because it's kind of like you go fishing, you might get something bigger, you might not, but you won't catch anything if you don't go fishing. So I just run in to see what I can get. I guess when we get back, I'll find out where you like to shop, since I took so much time.
Oh, sure. I have a list, and I have some great ideas. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.